Geek Free with Simon O'Connor. Fridays at 10 a.m. Right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
I'm turning back to the United States. My friend Bruce from Maryland has called in. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Well, glad to be back, Simon. Thank you so much for having me as usual. Another week has gone by. And it's funny. I was thinking, Simon's going to interview me on what's going on in America. And basically nothing's going on. Everybody's on vacation. We're between conventions, the political conventions. We've got, we just finished up with the Olympics. Our 17-year brood of cicadas is out, making their noises known. Simon, I hear you guys have them every year, huh?
That's right. For listeners, we were just talking briefly off air about the cicada noises in the background for Bruce. And then he says every 17 years. And yeah, we every year in New Zealand. So when you get down here, Bruce, and bring Nancy, of course, you will find in our summer there's just cicadas everywhere. But they're quite small, I suspect, compared to yours.
Ours are big. They're as big as your thumb.
You're America. Everything's bigger there. I mean, they must be five times the size in Texas.
Oh, the bigger the better, you know, whatever.
So you're all vacationing. I mean, what's every state's going to be different? Like for people in Maryland, I mean, do you go to Florida? Are people going north? Where do people go?
We're in the middle of the East Coast. For those who are geographically curious, people go. You go to the beach. The ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, is about 3 hours from where we are. You can go to the mountains, and they're about 40 minutes away. You can go to the cities. Philadelphia is about an hour and a half north. Baltimore is about an hour away. Downtown DC, which is, you know, where I spent most of my formative years, is about 40 minutes away. So people are, they just hang out. People go all over the place. Florida, yeah, it's a big one. You want to go down and see Mickey. Go down to see Mickey Mouse. See the mouse.
Oh, see.
Yeah. You wouldn't understand. Oh, that didn't convey, I guess, to go down and see the mouse, you know, Mickey Mouse.
There's my learning.
Florida is vacation land, and it's changing and amazing at the same time.
So turning more to then away from vacations, tell us what's happening in the political realm. I think we've got the Democrat convention coming up, and Waltz is now the number two nominee. So yeah, tell us what's happening with these four key players, because of course there's Vance and Trump as well.
Well, since everybody's quiet, let's see. We've got four candidates. We've got Kamala Harris and Tim Walz on the left, or the Democrats, and we got obviously Trump and Vance on the Republican side. We'll start with Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is She's pretty smart. She's already the vice president, as you know, and so she's saying things of, you know, when I get elected, I'm going to do this on day one. People are saying, well, you have the power right now. Why don't you do it now? And she doesn't take interviews. She hasn't had a single interview, hasn't of any substance, and she's got a lot of explaining to do, a lot of policies and things. So if she's not talking, the press is playing old quotes that she said back in the 2018-2019, and she has reversed direction on just about every single one of them. She's as transparent and smoke and mirrors, an empty suit, unless she says something. Then
I find it amazing that she's not done one interview. That's almost, to a Kiwi, to me, and a former politician, as you know, that's almost shocking.
Well, it's Peter principle. I don't know if she can. She is all things to all people, the karma chameleon, like What's his name? Boy George used to say she's all things to all people, meaning she's nothing. She stands for nothing. She's, people are just waiting on a policy. There isn't one yet. She says
is
she's
Walz
going to have
out
soon,
there?
So.
Is Walz out talking though? I mean, I hear he talks a lot about weird, as in he's calling the Republican ticket weird. But I mean, what's he saying or doing at the moment?
Well, Walz, he was named as vice presidential candidate. Of course, he's from Minnesota, or Michigan, Minnesota, I guess. Anyway, he's busy defending himself more than anything. When he came out, he said he was a retired master sergeant, command master sergeant, and it turns out he's nothing of the sort. Yes, he did. I commend him for doing 24 years in the National Guard, but then he has embellished his record. He took he took some of the courses and was in order to become the master sergeant, but he didn't complete them. He also retired just before his troop was about to be deployed. No, they're calling it stolen valor, and every military guy in the States here are just it's so close to treason. You don't do that. It's he's also done some really stupid things. Allowing transsexual sex changes in the state for underage children if they want it. feminine hygiene products in 14-year-old boys' bathrooms.
Well, I saw a quote or an interview of him too, saying that basically he doesn't believe in free speech, which in terms of misinformation and disinformation, as he deems it, shouldn't be protected. And I'm like, oh my God, because I'm a big free speech advocate. The show is even called Speak Free, but that's your First Amendment.
It's number one, and he's a Marxist. I mean, he is beyond socialist, and so is Harris. Harris is no question, documented the most liberal senator when she was senator in the Senate. Her views are to the left of Bernie Sanders. When she starts coming out with policies, America's going to hate it. But her history is just the most absolute radical liberal Marxism.
Well, I assume she'll do what. I assume she'll do what happened here in New Zealand. And, obviously I've got my political views, but we had a woman called Jacinda Ardern who became prime minister in a very similar situation to Kamala in so far as last minute choice, but basically just spoke in slogans, no substance. And she waltzed on through, no pun intended, because, the media didn't press her on matters of policy. So, I mean, there's a chance, is there, that, the Democrat ticket will just speak in slogans.
America, we want facts. We want, give me something. Just hopes and dreams and happiness. Somebody said a quote. I had to write it down the other day. She is a miasma of misdirection unburdened by the past.
Oh, that's brutal. Well, tell us then about the other side. So you've got these guys, you say, are right off the piste when it comes to sort of left-wing Marxists. What's Vance and Trump doing? I mean, are they the polar opposite?
Trump, exactly. They're the polar opposite. Trump is making the speeches. He's out there walking the walk, talking the talk. He gave a 1-hour press conference just off the cuff, no notes, nothing, answering any question the press wanted to throw at him. Pretty much kind of in your face sort of thing, Kamala, where are you? J.D. Vance found himself in the same city as Kamala Harris's plane. So he got off his plane, walked over to Air Force Two and took questions saying, well, if Kamala's not taking questions, I'll take them right here at her plane. Come on. They're both out swinging. They've been on, we have Sunday morning talk shows, kind of the talking heads, and Yeah, Harris was there. Trump's out there swinging away. The whole thing is, if he focuses on policy, 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 and stay away from the personality attacks, personal attacks, are just so unnecessary. He'll win. He'll win walking away.
But Trump can't do that. Surely he can't help himself. Surely he's struggling at the moment, Bruce, because he's not getting the airtime that he used to. Because from what I can see, the Harris Walz ticket's getting a lot of focus.
Well, he's being gracious as well. You don't campaign when the other guy's having his convention. So he'll lay low until the bounce that she's going to get at the end of next week. And then ring the bell and let him come out fighting.
So just hit us up on that. So next week is the Democratic convention.
And it should be quite a circus. It is Democratic convention in Chicago. Which is a crazy town in terms of liberalism and thoughts. Everybody's applying for protesting rights and things. Believe it or not, they turned the Jews down, but the Hamas can have a protest. There will be madness and craziness and people from just every fringe out there next week. It should be quite a show.
Our next week's interview may be just before it. I'll have to worry. I'm terrible on time zones and dates, but we'll make sure to get the good oil from you. Hey, last thing, using oil to O, tell me, Olympics, you guys, you won big.
We did. That's part of the summer. August in America or United States, whatever we want to call them, it just kind of slows down. It's an Olympic year. We, like I mentioned last week, we're just so big, so powerful. There was no Russia this year, but we got the most number of medals. We tied China, who is our next competition, in number of gold medals.
So New Zealand wasn't your next competition. Is that what you're saying to us?
No, Australia. but your neighbor across the sea in Australia were quite wonderful in the pool and on the they did well.
And so I imagine America celebrates this huge opportunities for your. I think again we were just talking before we came on live that this is a huge opportunity for your medal winners, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The more hardware you win, it's now, commerce has gotten into it. Free market, you can be paid. You can have a professional athlete like the men's basketball team and still be participating in the Olympics. That was changed. So, if you've got a lot of gold medals and things, that's marketable. And there's a case in point in one of our American gymnasts, Jordan Childs. She performed a floor exercise, and they judge based on difficulty, and it's subjective, and it's all really complicated. But anyway, she didn't have enough time to protest or didn't allow enough time, and they took her medal away. On a technicality, and so that's money, and she then loses that in endorsements. So she's fighting it. The creme de la creme. I can't resist. At the closing, I don't know if anybody saw it in Kiwi Land in New Zealand, but in the closing, Tom Cruise, who is the ultimate stuntman, does his own stunts, jumps. From that, from the top of the stadium in France, in Paris, on a zip line kind of a thing, all the way into the floor. It was quite something. Then gets on a motorcycle and runs out with the Olympic flag, bringing it to Los Angeles for the next 4 years. It was really cool.
You in the States love that sort of thing. I did see the headlines. I have to admit, I haven't actually watched the. The closing of all things, I've been actually at a foreign affairs conference talking to, well, let's not get into that, not for any secrecy reasons, but that would be a whole new segment where we're talking the United States military and China and the Pacific. It was fascinating. Bruce, we should leave it there. So look, congratulations, of course, to all your American or United States Olympic winners. And we look forward to chatting next week, either in anticipation of the Democrat conference or beginning to digest everything that's happened.
Exactly. I'll take a bow for the Americans, even though I didn't do anything but watch. And you Kiwis out there, have yourself an amazing day. And we'll talk next week.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.